T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you on Sports Radio 9 and the Fan. Flying Squirrels back in town after the 11-game road trip. 10 days the Flying Squirrels have been away from the diamond, but now they return to take on the Harrisburg Senators. First game of a 3-game series tonight. And we're now joined by the reigning Eastern League Player of the Week, Zach Houchins. Something about playing on the road, something over the last 7 days for you. 5 home runs, batting average up over 350, nearly 400. Eastern League Player of the Week, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot to me. You know, it means that hard work is paying off. Hopefully I can keep it going. But for that week, man, I hate that we couldn't get some more wins. But, you know, feeling good at the plate, and it was awesome. You know, a lot of fun.
What do you feel at the plate when you're going through a stretch like that?
Nothing. You're just up there hitting. You're not thinking about anything. It just happens, you know, and if I can do that all the time, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I bet there'd be some other guys who are trying to pick up whatever it is that you had on that road trip. When you're taking BP and you're going through a hot stretch like that, is there something that you're trying to focus on and make sure it stays the same?
Yeah, good direction. And when I say that, I mean good direction with my body, with my hands, because let's be honest, there's nothing wrong with people's swing. I would say it's more to do with direction. If you have good direction, people's swing is going to your swing is going to take over. You're going to get more hits than not. But when you have bad direction, it means you're kind of pulling off the ball, or you're as a righty, maybe you're either pulling off the ball or hitting the ball or trying to hit the ball down the first baseline, you're not going to do too well. So trying to stay through the center of the field, it helps me out a lot. That's what I think about during BP.
With direction, is that the direction of your bat, the direction of kind of your lower half, the direction of your upper half, your shoulders? Where specifically does that come into play?
Starts with the lower half. If I can do it with my lower half, then usually my hands will take over and control my upper half. It starts with the lower half, going straight back through the pitcher, and then the hands will take over and go straight through the ball, straight through center field.
Chatting here with Zach Houchins on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Harrisburg Senators coming your way at 6:35. Zach, just finished up longest road trip of the season. 10 days, 11 games. How does that take a toll on you guys mentally and physically?
Man, it was rough. As you saw, we got to that last game, and it was a 1 o'clock game, and it just looked like nobody wanted to be out there. Not saying that we didn't want to be out there, it just looked that way. People were tired, and being on the bus so much, it wears down on you. And then on top of that, we had 11 games in 10 days, and that's just gets hot, tiring, bodies start getting worn out. We don't have many players on the bench, so people are playing every day. We had an off day, and hopefully we can get back to playing good baseball.
I want to talk about the off day in a second, but first, 10-hour bus ride from New Hampshire back to Richmond. How do you spend that time?
Sleeping. had that 1 o'clock game, middle of the day, sun's beaming down on you. We're just getting our tails kicked in and just not having a good game. Just wanting to kind of get on the bus, take a nap. For me, my wife and kid were waiting in Richmond for me, so I couldn't get back fast enough. Tried to sleep the bus right away, and that was what I did.
So that kind of answers my next question. You got to spend the off day with your wife and your son. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was awesome. You know, just I think I held them for about 23 out of 24 hours from when we got back to today, and it was awesome. He, you know, just finally seeing him again. It's been 2.5 weeks or so. It was lots changed, and glad I could catch up to it.
Sometimes you blink, and I guess he's twice the size. What did you guys do yesterday?
Hung out at, you know, got an Airbnb last night, and then kind of moved into the apartment, well, an apartment. Then, yeah, you just kind of hung out and grabbed some lunch, grabbed some dinner, had a few drinks, and just relaxed. That was about it.
Zach Couchins joins us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve, reigning Eastern League Player of the Week. A lot of guys in the clubhouse saying that you're raking. Brandon Van Horn in particular commented on the Flying Squirrels Instagram at Go Squirrels of the picture of you, you know, earning that award, and he called you the gardener because, and I quote, "you rake," which I think is pretty clever. What do you think of the nickname, the gardener?
Let's just let him be the only one that calls me that. He's a clever guy. He comes up with all that stuff, man. He's a funny guy. Let's just leave that one to him.
What's the feeling been like in the clubhouse? Has he floated that around at all, or has it just been on the Instagram?
Well, today he's let me know. He's let me know that I was the player of the week. He hasn't let me, you know, kind of go a minute without hearing it. Funny guy. He means no harm by it, but it's funny.
He just wants to make sure you're aware. You're the gardener after all.
I guess so. We will see.
All right, so maybe we'll try and come up with a little bit of a better nickname.
Sounds like a plan. I'm not a big fan of the gardener.
No, okay. Did you ever have any nicknames in college or high school?
Just Hooch. Kind of goes with my last name. My dad was called Hooch. That was his nickname, and then it's just kind of been down. It came through me. Hopefully it sticks with my son and go from there.
All right, Hooch, yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, man.
Great stretch so far. Congrats on Eastern League Player of the Week, and we'll look forward to seeing that continue here at the Diamond.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Harrisburg on Sports Radio 9 in the Fan and now 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.